September 10, resolute will essential for victory. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Hebrews 12:4. In every age since the fall of Adam, the opposition of evil agencies has made the lives of those who would be loyal and true to God's commandments a continual warfare. Those who would at last be victorious must meet and conquer the forces of Satan, who with fierce determination opposes every step of advance. They must meet a vigilant foe, a crafty enemy who never sleeps and who tries untiringly to undermine the faith of God's servants. Good and evil never harmonize. Between light and darkness there can be no compromise. Truth is light revealed. Error is darkness. Light has no fellowship with darkness. Righteousness no fellowship with unrighteousness. I wish that I could trace words which would present this matter as it is. God expects his soldiers to be ever on duty. Never are they to yield to temptation, never to be unjust. They are neither to yield nor flee. Relying on the strength of God, they are to maintain their integrity. With a firmness that will not yield an inch, they are to hold fast to the word it is written. Bear in mind that we are placed on vantage ground because Christ has overcome in our behalf. He has made every provision for us to overcome. Divine power stands behind every will resolutely set to do the right. God has provided the armor and the weapons with which each one is to fight. Let the soldiers of Christ put on the whole armor of God and flinch not at Satan's attacks. Success in the Christian warfare means watchfulness and a daily crucifixion of self. He who is guided by clean, holy principles will be quick to discern the slightest taint of evil because he keeps Christ before him as his pattern. His deep regret at the discovery of a wrong act means the prompt correction of every step wherein he has diverged from truth. It means a constant, earnest striving for higher and still higher attainments in the Christian life. It means helping others to climb heavenward. It means taking hold of Christ by living faith and resisting evil, if need be, unto blood, striving against sin.